Clem Booty grew up in rural Independence, helping on his parents' farm before joining the Army in 1944 and serving in the Philippines and Pacific Theater during World War II. Booty was honorably discharged and returned home to Independence, then re-enlisted in 1948 and shipped out for Korea. Booty was 24 years old and serving with the 8th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Cavalry Division of the U.S. Army, when his unit was overrun by the Communist Chinese on November 1st of 1950 in North Korea. Booty was reported missing a day later, and some 50 years later, his remains were discovered in the area of the battle. They were returned to the United States in April of 2007. Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapgood of the Iowa National Guard says DNA evidence was used to positively identify Booty's remains so they could be returned to Iowa.
So there's a great sense of relief amongst the family members that he is finally being returned to Iowa.
Booty's parents and 5 brothers and sisters are all now dead, but Hapgood says he's being welcomed home by nieces and nephews. The family's holding a memorial service today at 1:30 at the Reef Funeral Home in Independence, followed by a graveside service at Wilson Cemetery in Independence. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.